This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome, if you just tuned in. You're in time for today's edition of Tech Savvy Tuesdays, right? Now, a group of young people just launched an accounting app for iOS and Android. Now, this is an app that captures transactions on any smartphone in less than 10 seconds and prepare financial statements or management accounts in real time. Yes, now we could sit here and sing praises on how amazing and convenient this app is, but we'd rather listen as one of the founders of the app tells us about the app called Uncle Sam. So we are joined on the line right now by Musa Mohlare, who is the founder and director at Uncle Sam Software Company. Hello, Mohlare.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Thank you for joining us, Musa. So for me, when we were preparing for the show, I think what caught my attention the most was the name of the app, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Do you mind getting into detail about where that name came from and why you guys felt like it was a suitable one for your app and your software business as well?
Well, historically, Uncle Sam has always been the informal word for the revenue collector.
Yeah. Mm.
So we just figured out, I mean, it's targeted at people who need to get their tax affairs in order and their accounting in order. So we figured out, I mean, what better way to name it than Uncle Sam. I mean, it's informal, it's cheesy, and it catches the ear.
All right. So tell us about this app. What exactly does it do, and why did you see the need for it?
Well, the app is basically an accountant and a PA in your pocket. It's so you can capture transactions that will lead to financial statements in the background. That way you don't have to wait until month end or you wait until year end for you to be able to do your financial statements and management accounts. And then it also sends reminders, like, for example, if your tax PIN or tax clearance previously known as expired. So it will give you a warning to say your tax clearance has expired, and if any taxes are due, whether it's VAT or pay as you earn or income tax is due to be submitted, it will send you a reminder. So it does the PA work for you while you are out there running the business and trying to secure more clients.
All right.
That is amazing. So if, for example, say my accounting is bad, but I'm a business owner, can I then be guaranteed a user-friendly experience where my books will actually be accurate?
Yeah, this is actually perfect for people whose accounting is bad.
Yeah.
So all you need is about 10 seconds of your time, and you can just capture any transaction in real time. You can be at the shop buying stationery, then you take out your smartphone, and in about 10 seconds or 15 seconds or less, you can capture the transaction. And what it does is that it puts it into financial statement format in the background. Mm. So now you don't have to wait for you to submit the document to someone else for them to create the financial statement for you.
Also, Musa, would you say that I need both an accountant, right, and this app? Or is it a matter of just choosing one of the two?
So the reason we came up with the concept of the app is because a lot of people couldn't afford a retained accountant on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
So that causes them to lag behind in terms of compliance and the corporate governance. So that's why we figured, I mean, to make things easier for people, instead of having to part with a lot of money on a monthly basis, you can just pay 99 rand for you to use the app and create your own financial statements. I mean, it will give you reminders when taxes are due. Mm. Then that way you're able to not break the bank, but still have the opportunity for you to be compliant all the time. Mm. Instead of having to wait for 12 months for you to see your accountant because you couldn't afford an accountant for the past 12 months. So I would say, I mean, for small businesses that don't have the resources and the finances to acquire an accountant, that would be the perfect app for you.
Okay. What's that? Would an app like this work for individuals as well? You know, like myself,
yes.
If I decided I want to download this app and maybe use it to help me manage my finances more, because you mentioned Gore, the notification thing, your financial statements are there as well.
Yeah. So what, I mean, in the long run, so what we want to do is to also merge it into the household, where you can manage your budget in the household and what you spend. So, but at the moment, we don't want to overwhelm the user because, I mean, like I said, it's targeted at people who are not accounting savvy.
Yeah.
So we are basically phasing it in steps.
Yeah.
So every month there will be an update on iOS or Android for you to download, and then there'll be new features. So eventually, I mean, it will be also phased into the household, where you can manage your budget and versus your spend.
All right. Now, let's say there are people who are listening right now. These people are into business or run businesses of their own. What would you like to say to them if they are looking into this app?
No, I would say, I mean, it's going to make life very easy for you, especially, I mean, most of the young businesses these days, they are on the road trying to acquire more businesses. They are always on the road traveling and trying to secure businesses. They don't have time to be worried about the admin that comes with the business. So I would say, I mean, this is the perfect platform for you. I mean, you can catch transactions in real time. You don't have to worry about how do you incorporate it into financial statement mode.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you won't even remember when every single tax is due to be submitted to SARS. So, I mean, with the reminders, it helps you out. Even the CIPC, I mean, you have to comply with CIPC every year for your company to still be registered on CIPC. So it sends you reminders when that is due. So I would say this is the perfect platform for small up and coming businesses. And I mean, like at the moment we're running the trial phase, so you don't even have to pay for it at the moment until the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
It's running for free. So by that time you would have decided whether, I mean, it's practical for you to keep on using it or not.
Yeah.
All right.
Musa, this is amazing.
Yeah, this is great.
I'm so excited.
I'm horrible when it comes to my taxes.
Same.
My accounting is bad. But yeah, I think this will be the one.
Musa, before we let you go, I just want to quickly clarify. You spoke of 99 rands. Is that per month?
Yes, that's a monthly subscription fee. But that will kick in at the end of November. At the moment, it's currently been run for free at the moment.
And it's very reasonable, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, you know. All right, Musa.
If you were to compare it with what you would pay for a retainer, I mean, without you even understanding what's going on, it also gives you the opportunity to actually be involved in what is going on in terms of your business. You know how much tax you're expecting to pay at the end of every period, every tax period. So, I mean, it's a small price to pay for you, for the peace of mind.
Honestly. Musa, right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really do appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe if I can leave the details in terms of how you access the app.
Yes, please.
Yes, so it's on both Android and iOS. And it just search for Uncle Sam Accounting Software.
All right.
You can go into the Twitter page for Uncle Sam. It's called Uncle Sam App. Then both the links for iOS and for Android are there on the pinned tweet on Twitter. Uncle Sam App. So you can find all the details there. You can find all the details there.
All right, Sammy Kinsella. Thank you so much, okay?
Well, thank you for your time.
All right, man. Pleasure. There we go. Technology making everything easier. I'm bad with finances, bro. Like, I'm horrible with taxes. Keeping up. You know, I actually pay a colleague here at Capricorn FM.
Oh, no. A lot of us do. Over the business opportunity. And I grab one. I make money from this.
No.
A lot of people actually do that. And I think for me, this is super exciting. I think I've been, I've told you a couple of times before, I'm actually trying to launch my business. So an app like Uncle Sam is exactly what I need.
100%.
As a business that is just about to kickstart.
Yeah.
You understand?
Wow. Okay. Technology, Jiba Fan.
I love it.
It's Tech Savvy Tuesdays on Capricorn FM.
The Tailored Experience.
Vito mina, nihlekani nintombi akusaseka, nintombi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.